Welcome to the Encourage Her Community Podcast. I'm Joe, your co-host here at Encourage Her. Welcome to the community. We are women who choose to encourage. In a world full of critics, we need more encouragers. Let's get some encouragement today. Happy Monday. Welcome back, encouragers, to part three of Holy Thursday. If you remember so far, this day, we have heard about the Passover meal, and then we got to hear the upper room discourse, which were Jesus' final teachings while he was here on earth. Today, I'm going to read to you from Matthew 26, verses 36 through 46. And here is where we see Jesus praying in Gethsemane. Let me open us up in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this final portion of scripture that closes us out this Holy Thursday. We know that tomorrow is Good Friday, and we prepare our hearts for that day. We know that it is good. Friday will be good because Sunday is coming. Thank you for your work on the cross. And thank you that you prayed for us. In your name, amen. Matthew 26, verse 36. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, for the second time, he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words again. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise. Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Dear Lord, we thank you for Holy Thursday. We thank you for your obedience despite your sorrowful and terrified soul. You knew what was coming. You knew exactly what the next step was. And yet, for our sake, you died. Help us prepare our hearts for tomorrow, for we know it is good, because Sunday is coming. In your name, amen. Ladies, I am so honored that you chose to spend some time with me this morning. I hope and pray that the Word of God encouraged you and that you feel inspired to now get out into the world and be a woman who chooses to encourage. Remember, Encourage Her is a God-given, purpose-driven ministry. This podcast is for the taking. It's free for the sharing. Please share it with her. Also, remember to subscribe, like, and follow us on Instagram at Encourage Her Wellness for your daily, quick encouragements throughout the week. From now till then, stay encouraged and choose to encourage her. I'll see you next Monday. Love to you all.